Hello, horny readers. I try to keep the topics I write about diverse. I hope that reading about cuckolding isn't becoming tedious, but the femdom universe has conspired to bring two eerily similar cases to my attention. I can't keep myself from sharing. I mean, I train, play with, and serve as confessional for lots of cuckolds and those with cuckold fantasies. But this is the first time I've ever been talking concurrently with two seduced cuckold husbands who became cock sluts. What's a seduced cuckold? Usually when I write about cuckolds, I call them just that, without any qualifier. So it would be understandable for you to wonder, horny reader, why I make it a point to use the term seduced cuckold here. To my mind, a standard cuckold relationship begins with a wife, on her own, deciding to fuck other men. Generally, her husband has no say, though he may or may not approve, and there is little to no connection between the cuckold and the cuckold bull. Most of the time, the cuckold never even meets the men who are satisfying his wife. There's no seduction involved. The cuckold just finds himself in the situation and is forced to come to terms with it. A seduced cuckold usually invites another man into his bed for other reasons. He's then slowly brought around to the cuckold dynamic. An example of this might be that a husband and wife decide to spice things up with a threesome or become swingers for a time, but neither of them goes into it expecting that a cuckold dynamic will result. In another example, the wife intends to sleep with other men without her husband's knowledge. She slowly allows that knowledge to dawn on him, and meanwhile, she works on changing how he thinks of and conducts himself because she does so. Isn't it common for a cuckold, seduced cuckold or not, to become a cock slut? The answer to that is no. Or at least, not exactly. Cuckolds who are directly included in their wives' assignations often become fluffers. But it's just as common for the type of alpha male who will boldly fuck a married woman with the knowledge of her husband, regardless of how that husband feels about it, to want nothing to do with the cuckold. Many don't even want them present. In those cases, the hot wife will go out to meet her lover or have him in her bed at home when her husband isn't around. So you can imagine that more often than not, stud cocks will turn a scornful eye towards any suggestion of cuckold faggotry like fluffing. Even fluffing, however, is different than becoming a full-on cock slut. A cuckold fluffer can perform as an act of submission only and can even come to crave the self-effacement that comes with it. But a cuckold cock slut comes to crave cock for its own sake. The cuckold relationship and dynamic is the catalyst that awakens the nascent cocklust. It starts with the bull, but isn't necessarily limited to him. A tale of two seduced cuckold cock sluts. Now that a couple of points of order have been established, I'll write more specifically about the two situations that inspired this post in a couple of days. I'll let you in on what makes their situations so similar, as well as a few subtle differences. I think you'll agree that the fact that two such similar situations have come into my virtual play space in the same time period is so uncanny as to be cosmic. I also think you'll find both tales simply titillating. Obviously, I sure do.